Good morning. It's good to be in the Lord's house today. It's a beautiful day to worship the Lord. And as Brenda's just played, count your blessings, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done.
Amen.
I think most of us, if we really stopped and started counting up all the good things that are ours, all the good things God's done for us, we would be surprised at how long the list is.
Amen.
It's great to come and worship the Lord, and we're glad that you're with us. If you're out in the parking lot, we're glad that you're there. We'd love to invite you to come on in the building, but we're glad you're participating. If you're listening later on the website, we're glad that you're worshiping with us. May we pray. Father, as the scripture says, this is the day that the Lord hath made. We rejoice and we're glad in it. You've given us this day, special day to spend time in worship, focusing upon you. And Father, may our hearts be focused on the throne room of heaven, where our great and mighty God sits in all of his glory, all of his holiness. Father, may the Holy Spirit know that he's truly welcome here in this service. Speak to our hearts to comfort, to encourage, to challenge, to convict, to teach. However he wants to work in each of our individual lives and hearts, we welcome the Holy Spirit's presence.
Yes.
Father, we do thank you for the many, many blessings that are ours. And Father, we love you, we praise you, we worship you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Pastor Ed, and good morning, everyone, and happy Thanksgiving. I'm getting about ready for some turkey. I tell you, Brother Jeff, though, that barbecue was mighty, mighty fine. But we've got turkey coming. I can see that already. But anyway, this morning, as we come together every Sunday morning, we like to do a hymn. And this Sunday, we're going to keep in mind it is a Thanksgiving season. And let's sing All Things. Let all things now living give thanks for what we have. Pastor just alluded to that. Let's sing about it. Okay, stand please. thank you. Remain standing for prayer, please. Please stand for the doxology. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and well, as I said, it is Thanksgiving season, so we do wish you a happy Thanksgiving. I mentioned a while ago about the barbecue yesterday, and I think, Jeff, you want to mention it and thank a bunch of people, I'm sure. So go ahead, and I'm going to tell you a little story about me.
Yeah, I want to thank everybody. There was a ton of people come out and help, and I good always fellas. Say, many hands make for quick work.
Yep.
We have a new Barbie's Man cooking person. Kathy showed up, worked with us that night. We actually got some work out of Robert, too. So.
Well, you know why? Because she's there to make.
She was there, yeah. But everything went really well the next day, and I think the barbecue turned out real well. So thank you. Thank everybody.
Well, when I got home, I'll tell you this story. I'll let you know it went well. It's the best barbecue I believe I've ever had. And that's the truth. I would say that if you were not sitting there. I really would, because it really was. As a matter of fact, I got home. This is a true story. I got home and I wanted some so bad because I smelled it in the car all the way in there. And I got home and I looked around. I don't have any hamburger buns, but I had some hot dog buns. So I had the first pork barbecue hot dog ever in my life. And it was good. So anyway, thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. Yes.
You'd be amazing how much Robert doesn't say when Kathy's there.
Okay. Poor old Robert. Robert, you know what, Robert? We love you. There ain't no doubt about it. Just know that always. I'm going to share.
Somebody. When you talk about me, you let somebody else rest.
There you go. That's right. I will share some announcements with you at this time when we want to be sure that you know what we're up to and what's going on. So today, we will have a call conference at the end of the service today. And that the call conference will be to appoint new members of a stewardship committee and also have an update from the building and grounds. So that will be available at the call conference today. Today, also tonight, the youth leaders will be having Christmas practice, but Pastor Ed will not have the adults here tonight. So we'll leave it up to the youth tonight to carry on, and you'll have it all tonight here. For your practice, okay?
And it'll only be 5 to 6.
I'm sorry, dear.
Only 5 to 6.
Okay, 5 to 6. 5 to 6. Okay, good deal. We appreciate the effort you all are doing for this, and the adults will have a part with it, and we'll have a part to add to it. But we thank you so much for that. Wednesday night there'll be no services. Wednesday night it's Thanksgiving, and the following day, and I'm sure we all need to get our turkeys going, and. Donna says I am a turkey, so I can't. I'm always going. She makes me go. But anyway, that's so Wednesday night, no service. And next Sunday, we're going to have a special praise service here for Thanksgiving, after Thanksgiving. We hear about after Thanksgiving this and after Thanksgiving that. We're going to have an after Thanksgiving praise service, which I think is a wonderful thing to do. Pastor Ed came up with this idea, and he handed me a little rough draft of it, and we're going to put it all together, and it's going to be a good service. So you all plan to be here next Sunday for the special praise service for after Thanksgiving. Yeah, and there will be communion also for the 30th, okay? So communion as well, okay? Baptist Children's Home annual offering, just keep that going, and we're going the rest of this month here with that. And we talked about the call conference already. Generous donation has been given in the loving memory of Tony Eford by the Ingold family, and also by Judy Wilkins. Did I get that right, Wilkins? Did I write Ruth? Miss Ruth, did I get that right? Okay. All right, Christmas card directories and for the Lottie Moon. The directories were, Brenda, out here back on the desk. So you pick up your Christmas card directory, and every time you send a card, let's remember that you're saving a stamp. So take that money, and it will all be donated to the Lottie Moon. All right, upcoming dates to remember. November the 30th will be celebration of communion, which we've talked about. December the 6th, church-wide Christmas stew and fellowship. And now, we'll notice that word church-wide. We're going to have everybody is welcome to this, from the young people all the way up to the older people like I are. And so you won't have any problem with that. So come and be with us. We will have stew, and we'll have two kinds of stew unless we make a third. I don't know. We may do that too. But anyway, it'll all be here, and we'll all have a good time in fellowship. That's the main thing, fellowship. December the 14th, it will be the Christmas play, Christmas youth children, Christmas play, and Christmas fellowship. Okay? And that's all I have. Did I miss anything? I can't believe it. I actually got it all in. Can do that.
We can't do it.
You owe me one, right? Okay, I got it. All right, everybody. Listen, yeah, Chris? Oh, really? Oh, Barbara?
Yeah.
Oh, Barbara. We got to do something. We got to sing happy birthday to Barbara. Barbara, how old are you, honey? Can I ask? 86. My goodness, that's wonderful. That's one. Barbara, I'm working on 80, but I don't know that I'll get that 86. Let's sing happy birthday to Barbara, okay? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy 86th birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Here you go, Barbara. Wonderful, Barbara. That's great. All righty. So that's all the announcements I have. We'll now go to prayer time, and I have a few prayer requests. And I do want to give you another update on Tammy. Y'all have been so good to follow this with her, and quite an ordeal, but she is now going to be home for Thanksgiving. She's walking with a walker, and every time I open my mouth is another miracle. And the first time I saw her, she was just as dead as she could be, except for the brain. And now she's going to be at home for Thanksgiving, and she's going to be walking with a walker. And I think, praise God. And so I wanted to share that with you as well. Any other prayer requests this morning? Diesel.
He has a brain bleed and he's in the hospital. You'll pray for that.
You say Helms?
Diesel Helms.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Are there others? Yes, Laura.
I don't know if anybody heard, but last Monday, Monday evening at Food Line, there was a man that died. It's Ted Lilly's brother. And his sister had just died 3 months ago. So y'all remember the Lilly family.
The Lilly family, okay. My goodness, I hadn't heard that.
Leonard,
yes.
Sarah Wilhoit.
Okay.
She's got some real life issues going on, let's put it that way.
Okay, Sarah Wilhoit. Mm-hmm. Okay, I've got that. Others? Yes, yes, brother.
We have a question about Sunday school. Lila Ingalls.
Yeah, Lila Ingalls.
Lila Ingalls.
Can you spell the first name?
I'm assuming it's L-I-L-A.
Lila Ingalls. Okay. Yes, Bobby.
All the people traveling next week.
Yes, sir. Absolutely, Bobby. I heard a number on that, but it's in the millions and millions, many millions. I can't remember exactly the number, but it was absolutely astronomical. It was huge.
2.7 million.
Take care of every one of them.
Yep. Absolute. Yes, sir?
2.7 million. 2.7,
yeah. Heart. Okay.
Mike Barfield.
Okay, I've got it. All right, if there's no more. Yes, I'm sorry.
Hudson's having a procedure on Wednesday.
Okay. Hudson's a good man. God's going to take care of Mr. Hudson. He's got plans for him. I just know that. I can just see it, feel it. I mean that. Are there others? Okay, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for the many, many gifts that you've already given us with your love and your mercy. Lord, we thank you for the grace that we all receive when we don't need it and don't deserve it. And Lord, we thank you for your praise. To pray we can stay here in praise to you today. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness to us in this Barbage Grove. Now, Lord, as we go into the Thanksgiving season, Lord, we know, Lord, we should be thankful all the time. And, Lord, I try very hard to make sure that no prayer is ever asked of you that we don't say thank you first. But now, the Lord, as we are saying thank you this morning, Lord, we're also asking and bringing our petitions to you that you ask us to do and you require us to do. Lord, in a matter of praise, Lord, I want to continue to thank you, Lord, for the great miracles that Tammy has experienced. Lord, we want to thank you, Lord, and praise for Diesel Helms family. We pray for the Lily family. We pray for Sarah Wilcoit, Lilia Ingo. Then, Lord, all those traveling next week, the millions of people that will be on the road, Lord, traveling back and forth, Lord, for the Thanksgiving holiday. We ask your blessings upon them. Now, as we go forward in the service today, Lord, we ask that you would be with each one who has a part, Lord, and help us, Lord, as we pray for each other. And, Lord, as we think about it, Lord, we think of maybe the one on the right and the one on the left of us today. There's a chance that someone in this room today might need a special touch from you. And, Lord, we pray for our church family. We continue to lift them up to you as well. Thank you for Pastor Ed. We ask, Lord, that you would bless him today as he comes forward and pray and gives us the message that we're in need of. Thank you for the praise team, Lord, as we will come and lead out in singing this morning. And, Lord, these special blessings, Lord, we pray in your name. And then, God, we ask, Lord, that you would be with us always as we go forward. Amen. All right. Praise team, if you will come, we've got another one we want to share with you. We were telling you about the fact that we picked out four songs that we want to teach you all. And the only way we know that we can do that is by repetitiveness. Is that a good word? I think it is. And so we'll do that. Don't get tired of it, though, because you're going to hear it again. So, all right. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. Okay. Tonda, would you recognize this one? Please introduce it.
Oh, I don't even remember which one.
Isn't that the one?
Open the Eyes of My
Heart. Open
My
Eyes, yeah.
Yes. So, yes, we have, Kathy has sort of helped us in the bulletins by putting the selection that we have decided that we're going to repeat and work on until we know all of these real loud, and then we'll move on to the next songs. And we're going to learn new ones all the time, but we're going to get these gone. We're going to get these down pat real good. And today's is Open the Eyes, you said?
Yeah, yes. Open My Eyes.
And I did look up the one that we're doing next week. Yeah, so
Open the Eyes of My Heart. Yes.
Yep. Stand with
the
us.
Eyes of My Heart.
Let's everybody stand. Familiar. If you can, stand,
yeah,
stand
you
with us.
Stand, if you want to sit and sing, that's fine,
whatever
too.
You want to do. What do you feel like?
Yes. We like it either way. Whatever. Just sing with us.
Whatever you're most comfortable with.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that is just the beauty of God as we sing.
You may be seated. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
You know, sometimes I have trouble comprehending that there's those seraphim, six-winged seraphim, flying around the throne of God, and from time beyond the beginning of time, they're proclaiming, "Holy, holy, holy." Amen. And they've been doing it all during recorded time, "Holy, holy, holy." Holy. And they will be doing it before ever. Yes. Before the throne of God. Holy, holy, holy. Because God is holy, holy, holy. Amen. Well, let's continue with our thoughts about Thanksgiving and being thankful. We looked first at things that Paul was thankful for, even though he went through some difficult times. We looked at being thankful for God's protective power. Last week, we looked at coming into God's presence with praise and thanksgiving and worship, being thankful. Today, I want us to turn to one of my favorite psalms, Psalm 103. It's a psalm that I end up quoting part of almost every day. Psalm 103. Verse 1 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name." You know, to bless the name of God is to praise the name of God, to exalt the name of God, to bow in wonder and awe at the name of God. You know, the Bible says at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that he's Lord to the glory of God the Father. To bless the name of God is to honor him. You know, think about how it works in our daily life. We can get together out here in a group and we can blaspheme somebody's name or we can bless them. Let's see, anybody in here named Bill? Okay, I'll use that for a... We can get around and we can say, you know, Bill, he's a jerk. He beats his wife. He won't pay his debts. He's a drunk. And we sort of curse the name of Bill. Or we can turn around and say, you know, Bill's one of the nicest guys I know. He'll give you the shirt off his back, and if you need him, he'll give you the shoes off his feet. Why, Bill never misses church. Bill loves his family. Bill's as godly as can be. You see, we can bless or we can curse. And the psalmist says, bless the name of God. Bless the name of God. Bless his name. And then in verse 2, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He says, everything within me, I want God to be blessed. I don't want it just come out of my mouth. I want my very most innermost being, all that I am, to bless the Lord. Now, if we're going to bless the Lord and forget not all of his benefits. You've got to be aware of God. You've got to be aware of his benefits. You've got to appreciate them. You've got to honor the Lord. And he says, bless his name. Bless the Lord. All that's within me, and don't forget his benefits. Always reminded of God's benefits. Well, what are God's benefits? And folks, if you can read the rest of this chapter and not get excited about it, what you have and what God's done for you as a Christian, I feel sorry for you. There's something missing. Because this rest of this chapter talks about all of the wonderful, wonderful blessings that are ours as children of God. Verse 3, benefit 1, he forgives all thine iniquities. Iniquities means sin. Notice there the word all. God forgives all our sin. In the Old Testament, he made sure that there were series of sacrifices so that when people sinned, they could have a blood sacrifice on an altar and they could be forgiven. Now our forgiveness is through Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, through the blood that he shed on the cross. But we are forgiven. As he says, verse 12, as far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgressions from us. He said, God's moved our sin so far from us that we can never see it. I never thought about it till recently. But you know, you can go here to Charlotte in the airport and you start flying west and you'll never get east. It'll be west all the way around the globe. You'll always be flying west. Now, if you get to Charlotte and you fly the other way, you'll always be flying east. You'll never be flying west. West and east never meet in that sense. He says, as far as east is from the west, that's how far God has moved your sins from you. That's great news. God's not got a series of sins there that he's holding against me. He's forgiven me. In 1 John, if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Good news. What are the benefits? God forgives all our sin. The only thing God won't forgive is if you reject the Holy Spirit. If you reject the plan of salvation, if you reject God and say, I want nothing to do with the Lord, then you're eternally lost. But there's nothing else that God will not forgive. I mean, you go through the history of the Christian church and you have murderers and drunks and adulterers and thieves and everything you can name. And yet at a certain point, they bowed their knees before the Lord Jesus Christ and said, God, I'm a sinner. God, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me and I accept Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. And they were transformed by the power of God. That's a great news. And then he says, and now notice this is in the same verse. This isn't somewhere, you know, another book of the Bible, some other chapter or somewhere. He forgives your iniquities and he heals your diseases. Our God's a healing God. Our God is a healing God. Now, there's at least three ways I think of. One, God uses doctors, nurses. They're not infallible. They're not God. They can't do some things, but God does use them. Remember, Luke, who traveled with Paul, was a medical doctor of his day. God does use the medical profession. God uses a lot of common sense. And if you'll read Leviticus, the dietary laws, the laws about dealing with infections and stuff, you'll be surprised how many things God would heal if we just had the common sense to read what God said in Leviticus and do it. Let's see, we don't have any real little kids here. I'll tell this. If you don't like it, just blot it out. When I first moved to the church in the mountains, our bathroom situation was just like back here in front of the offices. one at a time. And sometimes between Sunday school and preaching, the line would be from here to Leonard or further out in the hall. Well, at a certain point, and for reasons I won't get into, we built nice bathrooms that would better than a lot of places in business. And, you know, they were like the ones here under the sanctuary where four, five, six people can be there at the same time. You know what distressed me? How many men left and never washed their hands? And I'm thinking, I believe when he walks by me at the front door, I'll just stick my hand in my pocket. You know, totally, totally gross. Now, if you're one of those, I'm sorry, I just picked on you. But God says if you do things right, you'll save a lot of sickness. Now, if we want to do things wrong, we can bring it on ourselves. You know, we can drink ourselves till our liver is corroded. We can smoke till our lungs are in foul shape. We can do drugs that we shouldn't be taking, illegal drugs, and fry our brain. But if we just do things God's way, there's a healing. And there's supernatural healing. You remember even in the Old Testament, go and wash in the pool of Siloam, go and dip in the Jordan River seven times and your leprosy will go away. And I love the one where, you know, the prophet Elisha's been buried and these guys are real, they're carrying a deceased person and some enemy comes up and they said, we got to do this. They just threw the deceased person in the, happened to throw him in the place where Elisha's bones were, and it, when they hit Elisha's bones were so anointed, the guy came alive. You remember that story in the Old Testament? Go look it up. You know, and then all the healings that Jesus did over and over and over again, the healings that the disciples did, the healings that have continued down through the church history. God is a healing God. And the more we cooperate with him, the better it's going to be. So he says one of God's benefits is his ability to heal us. Then he says he redeems your life from destruction. He saves us from the devil's plans to kill us. What, 6 months ago or so, I wrote about the accident I didn't have where the Lord saved me. And I think about two or three times when the devil tried to take out Pam and Sarah. Just unreal. But God protects. God protects. Now, as we talked about when we looked at Psalm 91, the more closely we dwell under the shadow of the Almighty, the greater the protection. Like a kid sneaking out of the house in the middle of the night, if we get out from under the presence of God, that protection can vanish. But if we stay close to the Lord, that doesn't mean there'll never anything bad happen to you. It does happen. But God protects us so often when we're walking in his will. Then he goes on to say, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. You ever hear yourself say, you know, God's a lot better to me than I deserve? He says, God just gives you loving kindness and tender mercies. You know, God's good to us. One of my favorite scriptures in the book of Lamentations. Thy mercy, O Lord, is new every morning. Every morning the children of Israel could go out and get a manna from heaven. to sustain their physical bodies. Every morning you can get out of bed and know God's got new mercy for you. Because most of us, or maybe you're better Christian than I am, most of us are going to mess up sometime during the day. In fact, I may mess up more than one time. And I need God's mercy. Lord, I neglected to do that. I should have done that. I should have called that person. Lord, I didn't pray like I ought to or whatever. Lord, my tongue was too sharp today. Whatever. God, thank you for your mercy. He says you crown us with loving kindness and tender mercy. God's love for us. And then he says, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things. Anything good ever happen in your life? God ever bless you in some way? You have some loving family members that just care about you. Maybe a spouse. Maybe parents. Maybe grandkids. You have some friends that just bless you and bless you and bless you. You enjoy coming to church because of the hugs you get and the acceptance and the love that you get. You enjoy good food? You enjoy good food? You know, God could have made some kind of pablum or some kind of deal that would have sustained us. But, you know, God just gave us so many good things. I don't know how it is now that she's out from under Dad, Pawpaw's influence. But Maggie Sue, when she was a little girl, before they went to Australia, she loved fruit. And Papa made sure she got fruit. And I remember one time counting up, that youngin liked at least 20-some kinds of fruit. You know, God could have made apples and just forgot peaches and pears and grapes and strawberries and blueberries and raspberries and plums and nectarines and all the other. But no, God made all that good food. And when I think about the Thanksgiving table that my dad and mom used to put out, everybody here in this room could have gone and eaten and there'd still been stuff left over. If they didn't have three kind of meats, they had four. If they didn't have seven or eight vegetables, they had 10 or 12. Four or five desserts. Three kinds of bread. Always going to have cornbread, but then rolls and something else. It's just amazing. And it was all good. It was all good. I could eat a bowl that big of my mama's dressing, turkey dressing. I mean, it was so delicious. He says, he satisfies your mouth with good things. Think of all the good things that God has blessed you with. And not just food. Think about beautiful places or wonderful places you've been. It's just awesome to watch the sun come up or go down over the ocean. To be on a high mountain and watch the sun come up. Or to be out west where the mountains don't block it and you see a beautiful sunset. To see something awesome like the Grand Canyon. God just made a beautiful world. He could have made everything in black and white. But you just think of all the beautiful, beautiful things God has made for you to enjoy. He didn't have to, but he did. In other words, God does so much for his children. He satisfies your mouth with good things, and he says, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. You know, God can bless us even as we grow older. You can be old without being old. Does that make sense? I know some of the most alive people who are in their 80s. And I know some of the most mentally, emotionally dead people in their 30s and 40s. It all depends on your walk with God and your appreciation of the things with God. And if you get around somebody that's so in love with Jesus and so in love with people in their 70s and their 80s, they're just a joy to be around. Can't wait to pick up the phone and call them. Can't wait to be with them. I think about a lady and her husband out in Oklahoma. Every time Pamela and I were out there, we had to go, usually we went after church to IHOP. And, you know, church would be over at 9:30, 10 o'clock. We still sitting at IHOP having a blast at 1 or 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. I try to leave a good tip because I know that waitress was tired of coming by saying, hey, you want some more coffee? But you know, youth, God blesses us. He restores us. Verse 6, the Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. In the end, God's going to win. God's already won. But in the end, all the ugly things that we see, all the things that we don't understand, God's going to make them right. God's going to make them right. The evil is going to bow at the name of Jesus, at the feet of Jesus. And God's going to straighten it all out, and there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. There's going to be a place of glory for God's people, a place of punishment for those who have rejected the Lord. He says, the Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. And I won't read all the verses from 8 to the end of the chapter, but over and over and over again, he expresses his awesomeness of God's mercy. Verse 8, the Lord is merciful, gracious, slow to anger, plenteous in mercy. You know, think about that. It says, God doesn't get mad quickly. It says he's slow to anger. You know people, and I know people, that have a short fuse. You don't hardly have to do anything, and before you know it, they blow sky high, and they'll slap you, or they'll run you off the road, or something. It says, God's not like that. It says he is slow to anger and has plenty of mercy. God's not sitting up in heaven just waiting to zap you. God's saying, you can do better. I forgive you. I give you mercy. These little cute little girls that go running out of the service, when they fall down, we don't slap them and say, you stupid kid, you ought to be able to walk. No, we say, come on, honey. You can do it. Come on, honey. Come to mama. Come to papa. Come to grandma. Come to grandpa. We encourage them. And I love that about our God, that he's slow to get angry, and he's got more than enough mercy for all of us. Verse 10, he's not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. Over and over again, he says, we serve a God who's merciful, who's kind, who doesn't treat us according to what we deserve. You know, in the criminal system, they say, That's punishable by death. That's life imprisonment. That's 40 years. That's 10 years. He said, God doesn't do that to us. He doesn't reward us according to our iniquities. He just forgives us. He just forgives us. Praise God. Praise God. If you can read that chapter and not get excited about being a child of the King, I don't understand it. I read that chapter. I don't remember all the chapter, but I can get to about verse 7 or 8 in my mind at 3 o'clock in the morning laying in bed. And I just say, praise you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I appreciate you, Lord. And Lord, I just enjoy the mercy. And folks, this Thanksgiving season, I encourage you. I encourage you. Go back and just look at this chapter over and over again. And remember, that's my God. That's my Heavenly Father. That does all of these wonderful things and bless his name. Bless his name for how good he is. Just bow your heads for a moment. If there's somebody that needs to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, somebody that needs to move their membership to our church, or somebody that needs to come to the altar, in the quietness of this moment, would you just come? If you just need to come and share something with me at the altar, have me pray with you, you come. We don't want to go out of here with any unresolved issues. And would all of us just say, thank you, Lord. I bless your name. I thank you for all your benefits toward me, your child. Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord be gracious to you and give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen.